Pretty busy just traveling and getting situated here, so definitely busy, but pretty cool.
How is the foot, the ankle, I should say?
It's getting better every day. I'd say like 10-15% better each day, but I got my MRI this morning and we'll see how the results go.
What were you to put the percentage at? Was that 80? What do you think it was?
Yeah, I'd probably say around there. I haven't skated in a couple of days, so I don't know how it feels there, but walking it feels a little bit better. Only certain movements it
If that had
hurts.
been a regular season game, would you have played that second game against Minnesota? Maybe
I
not.
mean, I don't know. I want to play every game, but obviously I was a little bit more motivated to play this game because it could have been my last, which it was, so.
What about time frame here in terms of getting on the ice for the first time, even just for a skate?
Yeah, I think they just want to see that MRI report, and depending on how that goes, then if it's good, then obviously probably skate right away.
And how anxious are you whenever it
Yeah, really
happens?
anxious. I asked if I could skate actually this morning, so, and they told me what I just told you, that they wanted to wait for the MRI report.
Have you been in the room with your teammates now?
Yeah, I have. I pretty much met everyone today because yesterday I got in around 4.
And what was that like for you?
It was cool, you know, meeting the guys and everything like that. So, a little nerve-wracking sometimes just because you don't know anyone, but you know, it's part of it.
But how much does it help having gone through the summer camp here and just getting the lay of the land and knowing a few of the people at the very least?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I think World Juniors helped too because I think the staff helped around here a bit, so that was pretty cool. So, like you said, whenever you know someone, it makes it a lot easier.
Quinn, how did that extra season at the NCAA improve your game and get you ready for the NHL here?
Yeah, I think it's been really good for me, not only like on the ice but off the ice. Maturity, getting stronger and heavier and stuff like that, and then I think my game has gotten better too. So, you know, I think I probably could have started here in September, but I think there's nothing wrong with my decision. Ended up being a good one.
When you blocked that shot, did you think, "Oh my God, this can't be happening right now"?
I mean, I blocked and it hurt, obviously. I thought it was just a regular block shot, like stings for a couple minutes and then it just goes away, but that just wasn't the case. So I couldn't finish overtime and then I was like, uh-oh, you know, like who knows what this could be, but it wasn't really too swollen right out of the boot and I could kind of walk, so I didn't think it was anything crazy, but yeah, I was a little worried.
What was your conversation like with Travis Green? What do you want to do when you do make your lineup? Because yesterday he told us he wants you to be you, but it's a different level. What was that conversation like with him?
Yeah, I think, you know, you always get advice just to be you and stuff like that, but until you go in there and figure it out for yourself, it's pretty hard. So I think for me, I just gotta kind of get my feet wet here and you know, figure it out for myself what I can do here, what I can't do, and I'm just gonna try to play my game. I don't need to be a hero or anything like that. There's a lot of really good players here, so I'm just gonna try to get them the puck.
What do you learn
get
from
a sense of what the expectations are? It's been a tough year here, and the back end has had a lot of injuries, and people have really been looking for you to come in and do some things. Have you gotten a sense of that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm really excited to be here, like I said, and I think they got a lot of good players here, and they're really close. So I'm just gonna try to do as much as I can, and you know, I'm sure my teammates are gonna make me better, and hopefully I can make them better too.
You said you wanted to go back to Michigan, Quinn, because you had unfinished business. You didn't have a great year. The team didn't have a great year. There was a lot of onus on you to be the leader. What do you learn from a season like that when you don't quite make expectations? Can you grow as a player through the adversity?
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't, like you said, it wasn't the easiest year, because I think we were rated fourth going in, and obviously that didn't pan out. So obviously disappointing because I really wanted to do something there, but it is what it is. I'm really proud of our team and you know, everything that we did. It wasn't easy, but we kind of stuck together the entire year, which I'm proud of. So you know, it was a great 2 years there, and yeah, I think you can learn a lot from it.
You haven't even played a game yet. Yet some of your former coaches, Jeff Tambellini, who was an assistant at Michigan, had compared some of your attributes on the ice to like Bobby Orr. You've already compared to a lot of players in the NHL. When you hear that, what do you think? I mean, that sounds like tremendous pressure for any player
yeah,
to
I mean,
try to live up to.
Yeah, Bobby Orr, I'm not really sure about that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tambi's a nice guy, though. I'll thank him for
yeah,
that. But I think that's really far-fetched.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm just going to try to do my game and and make my teammates better, and I know they'll make me better. So I'm just trying to get my feet wet here.
Is it a no-brainer after the World Junior when they approach your advisor to see if maybe you'd think of coming mid-season?
No, I think that was never really an option for me because I promised my coaching staff in Michigan that I would play there for the year. So that was the decision I made, and I wasn't going to back off on that. So obviously my dream is to play in the NHL, so I wanted to play here as soon as possible. But I owe it to my teammates and my coaching staff in Michigan to kind of, play my hardest and do everything I can there.
I know you had your hands full with a college course load and college hockey, but like, how closely did you pay attention to what the Canucks were doing? You follow this team from afar?
Yeah, it's pretty hard because of the time change. Didn't get to watch a ton of games, but I followed as much as I can and saw the highlights and everything like that, so I followed it quite a bit.
How much harder do you think it will be? I mean, hindsight is, as I said, it's always 20/20, but you don't have the benefit of a training camp and a preseason and then, you know, acclimatized to the various stages of an NHL season. Instead, you come right in at the second most intense time of year where everyone's straining for the finish line of your team. How much harder is it, do you think, now to jump in than had you had a training camp?
I actually feel pretty comfortable right now because, I like where my game's at. I feel pretty confident. I've given myself an extra 6 months to get better and stronger and more confident and everything like that. So I feel like this year at Michigan, I kind of was able to prepare for this moment. So, I'm just going to try to do my best and see where it goes.
How worried are you by where the game is going, Quinn? I mean, Stetcher here signed as a college free agent. You've got a guy like Krug running the power play in Boston. And Smalley, we've talked about the size equation forever, but do you think you've taken that out of the conversation just in the way the game is trending now?
Yeah. I think there's probably one guy on every team that's like that. So. Just the way the game's trending, like you said, it kind of emphasizes stuff that I can bring. So, I'm just going to try to do my best and see what happens.
Are you encouraged at all to see what Pedersen has done? He's a guy that people initially wondered, is he strong enough? And it hasn't been an issue from the time he stepped on the ice.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous season. It's been fun following him. So, I can't really focus on him or anything like that, though. I just got to do what I'm good at because we're obviously different players, different positions. It just emphasizes that, you don't need to be the strongest guy to have success in the league. So he's obviously proven that, and, we'll see what I can do.
How long have you been doing this, and how hard will it be now to wait, to actually get in a game now that you're this close?
That's the tough part is you want to play. I don't think it's anything too serious. I think hopefully I can be back pretty soon. We're still waiting on that.
What about Brock and Adam? Have you talked to them? I mean, just because they came in at a similar time line situation?
I pretty much just met everyone today, so I haven't talked to anyone too briefly about that. But, Godet texted me, and, he's done really good this year. And obviously Brock, everyone knows his story, so... they've done it, and I'm sure I'll follow up with them and ask them a couple questions, but it's pretty cool to see some college guys come here and have the success that they're having.
Quinn, I think you signed your... What was going through your head? Just Michigan season's over.
Yeah.
The next offer's going to come in. What were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was coming for a little while. I kind of wrapped my head around it, so I was just, thinking about getting ready and everything like that, and hopefully, honestly, I think I was just thinking about my ankle. Wasn't sure where that was going to be, and our flight got delayed, so I was actually in Minnesota for pretty much the entire day. So, that was probably the most that was going through my head is trying to get home.
But you woke up and knew, NHL's coming.
Yeah. I knew for a little while that was going to be the plan, and my dream was to play in the NHL, and that's what I wanted to do, and the management knew that, and everyone knew that. So, I think everyone pretty much knew what my plan was.
What was that moment like signing your first NHL contract?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, it's not the end all. Obviously, I think it'll sink in when I play my first game, but it's pretty cool just to have my family there, and they've supported me all the way. So,
what about Will? I mean, similar situation with the season ending? Do you get a sense of what he wants to do?
I haven't. You know, that's kind of his business, so I don't really try to get in there. But he had a tremendous year, and I think whatever he does, it won't hurt him.
You don't have the most flashiest of hockey jersey numbers. Do you plan on putting a little bit of flash and dash in that jersey number? Because we don't see too many star players wearing a number like that.
43, yeah. I don't know. I like that number. I feel like it suits me. Yeah, that's all I can say. Yeah.
What about that? You know, most people talk about family, Quinn, but, you know, I think when you signed, you had your brothers flanking you for the picture, but your family's different. I mean, the sporting lineage in your family, your mom and dad, I mean, has that made it easier? You've probably been in hockey rinks since you were in diapers. So
yeah. Yeah, it's obviously easy when you have parents that know what they're talking about, and my brothers were always there supporting me, and we had the same interests and everything like that, so that helped. And, you know, there's definitely, you know, there's a reason that me and Jack and my little brother Luke are at where we're at.
Is Luke still playing AAA Bantam, or is he gone?
Yeah, well, he's got his top 40 camp for the NTDP coming up in 2 weeks, so, you know, hopefully he makes that, and he's really excited for that.
Fans here like to dream about a lottery when getting a first overall pick. There's all kinds of pipe dreams, hoping that maybe one day you and your brother could play. Have you talked about the upcoming draft and his future?
Not really. I think he's really focused on day to day, which is a credit to him because it's pretty hard to do in draft year. You're always thinking about where you're going to go and stuff like that. But he's been pretty good with sticking day to day, and so I don't really want to get in his head about anything like that. And you know, it'd be pretty cool playing with him in Vancouver. It'd be tremendous. But at the end of the day, I think he just wants to play in the NHL, and wherever that is, he's going to have a good time.
How much stronger are you with another year in college? Do you feel a lot more physically prepared?
Yeah, I feel prepared. I think I just, you know, feel confident in my abilities right now, and the extra 6 or 7 months or whatever it was has been good for me. It definitely hasn't hurt.
Any nerves about having NHL forwards coming down on you?
I mean, I'm sure there will be. I think there's going to be learning steps, you know, as there is for everyone. So, you know, I'll just take it one day at a time. And I've played NHL forwards in the World Championships last year, and in summer and stuff like that, but you know, like you said, it's just going to be different.
Your weight is listed as 170. Is that accurate?
170.
Yeah.
And I think I'm closer to 175, but it is what it is. I don't really think it's that big of a deal, anyways.